Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We've been talking and praying this week about immeasurably more scripture and seeing God do more in us and through us through His Word and our application of His Word. And so we've kind of focused each day's devotions on a different aspect of 2 Timothy 3:16-17. And it says that all scripture is God-breathed. And we talked about that Monday. And it's useful. And so it's useful for teaching. It's useful for rebuking. And we've talked about those on Tuesday and Wednesday. And today we're going to get to that next part that says it's useful for correcting. And on the surface, this may sound pretty similar to yesterday's topic as we talked about rebuking, but I think it's more gentle. I think it's more designed not to confront sin, not to confront something that needs confronting, but to continue a pattern of teaching designed to change our mind, to change our attitude, to change our actions. Job chapter 5, verse 17 says, Blessed is the one whom God corrects, therefore do not despise the discipline of the Almighty. To recognize God's word as being useful for correcting says that it sets the standard. It's what we bring our life into line with in order that it would be accurate, it would be correct. And when we live life, so many times we end up some distance, it may be a small distance, it may be a great distance, away from what the standard is according to God. And Scripture is that tool that God has given us to bring us back to that standard, to help us make the changes necessary so that we're living like we ought to live. When I was in school, there were some teachers that would grade a paper, grade a test even, and return it to you and give you an opportunity to correct the answers that you'd gotten wrong. And it would vary from that single chance and giving you anything from full credit if you were able to correct it after the wrong answer was pointed out. And sometimes it would just be a half credit, but it would still help you to improve your overall score. And God's word is designed to do that in our life, in that it shows us where we're wrong. And it gives us the instruction to be able to correct that which is wrong so that our life would be aligned with God's will, with His desire, with His commands, and with His instructions. And so we find that God's word is useful for correcting our wrong behavior. It's useful for correcting our misheld beliefs. It's useful for correcting our thoughts. And just like, video just did something really strange, but we'll see how it goes. It tells me it contained copyright material, and I'm just simply here sharing God's word with you. But anyhow, that was different. But when we gaze into God's word, and it's similar to what we talked about yesterday with rebuking, is there is an element that we are called to use it in correcting others. But it always begins by us using it to correct ourselves. Or more accurately, by us using it and allowing God to correct us through his word. We dig deep into God's word and we discover that there are times that we learn things that aren't accurate. There are times we apply things in ways that, well, aren't consistent with the whole of God's word. And when we use God's word for correcting, we allow it to shape us. And it's very easy to switch that around and for us to try to shape God's word. The old, I know what the Bible says, but times are different now. I know what the Bible says, but this really isn't what he's talking about. And we go on and we make the excuses. We try desperately to justify ourselves. And God's desire is that we would allow his word to correct us. And when we do that, then we begin to live in a way that more and more reflects the nature of Jesus. And so we look into God's word, we read it, we understand it, it tells us to love our enemies, and we've not been doing a really good job of that, and so the question is, do I make excuses for not doing that, or do I allow God's word to correct me so that I would begin doing that? And the list goes on. And we allow God's word to transform our mind. We allow God's word to transform our actions as our mind changes. And we have those opportunities because of God's word, because of the instruction that it gives to make those corrections. I think of traveling and driving in today's era with a GPS of some variety, whether it's a standalone unit or app on a phone or whatever. But one of the things, at least the ones that I've always used, has a very persistent built-in correction that's constantly trying to keep me on the path that it has set for me. And there are times that I'll program destination in and I'll have a pretty good idea of how I want to get there, but I just want that safety net to help direct me should something not line up. And so it may want me to go a certain route and I'll turn and take a shortcut that I'm aware of, and it will constantly be telling me to turn at the next intersection, to turn around when possible, to do all of this. And the old idea that I'm not going in the way that it said I should. And so until I get back onto that path, it continually tries to correct me. And so eventually I'll connect back up with its original path, and sometimes my shortcut is actually a shortcut, and sometimes it has ended up taking me longer, but its design and its purpose is, when I'm off track, to bring me back. And that's the corrective nature of God's word. And there's times in life where we try to take the shortcuts, we think we know the way better than God does, and we get lost. And it's that continual reliance and turning to God's word that corrects us, that helps us to come back to the path that we ought to be on. And when we return and when we heed the correction of God's word, we continue on with the path that God lays out for us. Now, obviously, the other part that we talked briefly about, and similar to the rebuking we talked about yesterday, is it's also designed for us to use in helping others return to the path that God has for them. The path that leads to eternal life. The path that lives obediently to Jesus because we love Him. The path that submits and surrenders to His Lordship because He indeed is in charge. And so there are times where God calls us to use His word to correct ourselves in order that we can correct others. And we do that with a humble and gentle spirit, an attitude that recognizes that we know this because we've been corrected by it. And rather than an arrogant, "I told you so," or "what are you doing off there," we live with that understanding that all have sinned, that all have needed the correction of God's word. And so we apply it to ourselves and we share it with others and we learn to grow because God's word is useful for correcting. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us what we need in order to accomplish life with you. And your word has been given that we would grow, that we would grow in relationship with you, we would grow in the fruit of the Spirit. And it has been given that we would be corrected when we find ourselves not in the path that we ought to be on. When our thoughts are incorrect, when our actions are disobedient. And so, God, today, help us to gaze into your word and to not only see and understand the correction that it wants to bring, but to apply that correction in our life. As we have those opportunities to change our answers, to correct our thoughts so that they do align with you, so that they are accurate, may we do so. And God, help us to live with that spirit of humility that recognizes that the correction that others need is a correction that we ourselves have needed and that we continue to need. It's not that we get to a point where we're done being corrected. Because your word is living and active, it continually reminds us and draws us to yourself. It continually calls us back to a path which walks with you in everything that we do. So God, may we daily apply the corrective nature of your word to our mind, our heart, our body, our actions. And may that continual practice of gazing into your word for correction help us to know how to use it to correct others in a loving and gentle way. In a way of understanding, in a way of partnership. So God, today as we live life, as we have opportunity, may we grow in our knowledge and understanding and application of your word. And may we heed your discipline and the correction that you call us to. And may that correction continually bring us back to Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life. And as we acknowledge him in all of that, may we lift him up daily so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday, a devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.